proud to be local. Jeremy Wayne and you together on The Hangout.
Tomorrow is 420, cannabis holiday.
Talk about the history of 420 tomorrow. But right now, I've got the mastermind behind Cannabis Express Tours. Yes, there is a bus tour around the Coachella Valley that will tell you all about the cultivation, the manufacturing, distribution. Go to the dispensaries about weed. Lynn Daniels is her name. She's joining me here on The Hangout. I was going to ask you, Lynn, can we consume while we're on the tour? But then I realized...
Funny.
I realized because
I do
edibles. The thing about if I were on it, I would do an edible, and but then like an hour later, I'm like, can we stop at the 7-Eleven so I can get 40 cheeseburgers?
You know what's funny? That you know, I was making little notes during the break just to kind of think, and that's something I wanted to cover because it's really important.
Yes.
There is no consumption on any car, any drive.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now, let's remember this: you go on a wine tasting tour. Sure, you can have wine. Why is that? It doesn't have a smell. So you can drink all the wine you want. You're not driving. The driver's not indulging. However, on a tour, we go from 3 to 5 stops. So the driver, even though he has a partition, you know, he can close it off. But you can't, first off, it's illegal. You can't
right.
smoke in any car. It's like drinking and driving. You can't.
Exactly.
That's why they have lounges all over the town now.
Yep.
But most importantly, the driver goes in and out of the cannabis, bringing people in and out of each tour. He can't go into a cultivation facility. Trust me, when you walk out of that place, you reek from the smell of cannabis. It's like the new scent in town. It's a normal, common smell. And he can't have that because if he gets pulled over, you know, we're going to lose our license. So it's a, you know, people, they've had buses in town coming in, calling the smoking token. There's a, you know, it's a, people think you can. They think they can come in town and, you know, smoke weed and medicate on the. You can't. They won't stay. You can't do it. It's just not. We're not there. And there are things. You know, there's cannabusters. You can spray it. It wouldn't smell. If you go into a cultivation, you come inside the cannabis. That's one thing. But if you're smoking it, it's you cannot. On that same note, the thing is that if you did an edible. First off, you're signing a waiver before you come on.
Right.
You're signing a waiver that we're not responsible, the liability of this. You can do whatever you want, but we're not responsible for anything that you do or buy. And we can educate you and guide you, but if you're going to take an edible and you get the munchies, let me tell you, I don't know if you get the munchies right away from edibles. I don't believe in the munchies, to tell you the truth. I think edibles curb your appetite. I think all cannabis does because you're so busy being happy and feeling good that by the end of when it's over, that's when you get hungry.
Oh, okay.
But everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different. Like me, when I take an edible like an hour and a half later, I'm ready to like crawl inside the refrigerator and close the door kind of thing. No, I wanted to bring that up because I'm sure people would think about, oh, can we consume? Well, no, it's a driving tour. So, and plus at the end of the tour, you go to a lounge too. So you give the people the opportunity to consume at the very end. And I think that's really cool. Lynn Daniels, my guest here for Cannabis Express Tours. You mentioned edibles. That's the way to go. That's where I go.
I get that too.
Do you make your own butter?
I don't do any of that. It's interesting, and I love to cook. I really do, but I don't know. I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid I might put too much in, like too much salt. We work with a lot of chefs. We do a lot of infused. We have tours of infused dinings. We have specialty private tours
cool.
If you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we are just starting that more and more now since we're able to start doing a lot of things in our world right now. Not a lot, but a little bit more. So we're getting back into where we left off in 2019, I think it is at this point. You know, we lost that whole year. So edibles. Yes. Yeah. So edibles are, it's a master. You have to know how to do it in order to have the best experience. And we take you to places, you see where things are made. You know what you're buying. You know what you're getting when you see it. That's the beauty of this tour. I always say, don't buy online. You don't know what you're getting. And nowadays, the flower is so much stronger. Each
mm-hmm.
brand is
yes.
stronger than it was when we grew up. That you have to be really careful. And you have to know what you have to learn and know what you're purchasing. Because the stigma, that's where the bad reputation comes in, too, is that people have bad experiences because they don't know any better. And on our tour, we have experts at every stop, whether they're scientists, I call them mad scientists, whether they're analytical chemists, whether they're in compliance, even like Jocelyn. Jocelyn was on one of a segment of one of my upcoming shows. And she talks compliance, and it's a very interesting factor on our tour. We get into all kinds of things from every aspect, from investment and from what's going on in Desert Hot Springs, from the old days to the new days to what's appearing in the future, from the Canadian investors, from being careful as to who you meet because there is that gray area still,
yeah.
And they can see you coming.
Yeah.
And that is what I pride myself as a consultant is I know who the players are and I know there's either the good or the bad. It's either the ones who, you know, are real or not or want to be. So it's an important part of our tour.
You mentioned Jocelyn. Jocelyn Kane hosts a show here every week called The Buzz every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on iHub. I'm mentioning her because you guys know each other. She says hello, by the way. And she's got a show here. Now, you've got a show, too. Tell us about your show.
Well, I don't have it. You know, we're in the middle. In fact, thank you for asking. During COVID and we couldn't tour, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I got to keep myself out there and keep educating. So we started doing virtual tours during the pandemic. And those virtual tours started turning into segments and episodes and a television show on cable. So I'm in the middle right now. Actually, we finished the last five. We have five episodes for our pilot. And I'm on my little journey, and it's called Root to Toot.
Root to Toot. I like that. Root to Toot. That's what you do when you take the Cannabis Express tour with Lynn Daniels. You get on the bus, you go on the route, then at the end you go to a lounge and you get to toot if you'd like to. So I just...
Right. And toot could be deceiving, you know, if you think about it. But that's why we like it, because it makes you question it.
Yeah, I questioned it too. I put it in my, well, I know what I like to toot. Okay. I like this whole story, like when you were in Malibu and they were doing these bus tours. Oh, this is Charlize Theron's home. And you're like, no, it's not. And then how you said there needs to be like an accurate bus tour, and you're like, hey, I could do this with weed. Just the way you thought outside of the box and married this idea. I think it's great.
Gotta
how your mind
it.
Worked. Yes.
Thank you. Well, you know, what's funny. I gave the tour on the way back to Santa Monica. I showed everybody where they lived. I gave the tour. I said, I got to do this. But then ended up, that's what I'm saying. It ended up, I thought, celebrity tours, we got to do something different. And then Andrew, like I said, my driver came to me and said, I got the idea. I have it.
Perfect.
So I just took it and I ran with it.
Lynn Daniels, I want to thank you so much. I could talk to you more and more. We'll have you on in the future, too. We'd definitely have to do that.
You gotta come on a tour. Come on one of my tours. And Jocelyn, too. She hasn't been.
Yes, I definitely want to go on one of your tours. Cannabis Express Tours. Cannabis Express Tours.
Follow us on social media. Now, listen, if anybody calls me on the and wants to book a tour, you mention this show. I'll give you half off. We do donate a portion of the back end to different charities each and every month. So definitely mention us and come on a tour. Thank you, Jeremy, for having me.
Thank you, Lynn Daniels. I'm Jeremy Wayne. You've been listening to The Hangout. I'm back again tomorrow for Weedmas 420 right here on the iHub Network.